Sometimes life is hard, and you just need someone to talk to. Someone who's been there and understands.
That it's about overcoming.
Inspiring others to be brave.
Friendship.
Faith.
Being real.
And living beautifully whole.
So kick back and spend some time with the girls on the Big Blue Couch. Hey, welcome back to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch podcast. I'm Coach Mandy.
And I'm Coach Rachel.
And we are in, where are we today, Rachel?
We're in a conference room at the Big Blue Couch headquarters, which is technically the Idea Center.
Yes.
We don't own the whole building, but
no.
That's where we are. And we have our beautiful team here. You can probably hear them in the background because they are putting together the things that we need for the booklets and some other fun stuff that's going to happen at the Beautiful Homeless Retreat.
Yes, that's happening on November 7th. So we are in a season of transition, so our podcasts are not going to be as polished sound-wise as they have been in the past because the men in the den are not always around to help us with that.
No.
So this is totally off the cuff, and we're talking to you in our phone, and we just have some short little things that we're going to do from time to time just to give you some tips. So what's our topic for today, Rachel?
Okay, so today we're going to actually be talking about setting goals, and Mandy's going to be sharing something that happened to her this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Mandy's one of them who talks about goals quite frequently because when it comes to the girls on the Big Blue Couch, Mandy's probably the one that you need to go to, not me, because I don't typically set them very well, and then I ignore them, which is not exactly how you should
and
deal with
goals. And then you kind of move the due date for them.
Yes.
A lot of times.
So Mandy's going to talk about why it actually is important, because you have like a real life example
I
that
do.
Happened this week.
You know, we talk all the time about writing down your goals and how something so important happens when you put pen to paper.
Right.
And you get your thoughts out or you
right.
journal. But specifically with goals, you know, I've been talking about this for years about how you have to write your goals down. And I never understood the power of it so quickly mm-hmm. as I did this week. Because my family is in a transition right now with my husband's job, and because we are just being very diligent here at Big Blue Couch, I have taken a part-time job for a season. And it's a sales job. And one of the things that we have every day at this job is we're on commission, and so we write down sales goals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to me because the first couple days that I was actually out selling, I wrote down some goals and I came close to them. A couple days I went over just a little bit, but I didn't really associate anything with it. I was like, huh, well, that's kind of cool.
Right.
You know, it sort of kind of works, sure. Well, earlier this week, I had a long day at the office here. And so by the time I got to the part-time job, I was exhausted, and it was kind of a slow night to begin with.
Right, right.
But I didn't write down a goal, and I didn't even. I maybe sold like, I think it was $70 worth of stuff that night.
And you were there quite.
I was there for 5 hours, and so and it was a quiet night, and I talked to you know maybe 5 or 6 people because that's how slow it was. But I only sold like $70, and I didn't write down a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh man, well, I thought I would blame it on the fact that it was a slow night. Well, the next day, I worked the same amount of hours. I wrote down a sales goal of $500.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the night, I sold $733.
That's awesome.
And so there is something that happens
right.
when you actually write down your goals.
Right.
It was amazing to me because when I realized what the difference was, the only difference, I mean, I was still a little exhausted. I was
right.
still a little tired. But the only real big difference was that I wrote down a goal.
I think that is awesome because, for one thing, I think it's so neat to see how many things are coming out of this season of you having a part-time job. Because that was a hard transition for you to even
yes.
think about the fact that you might need to get one. And how much you're actually learning and applying and that we're, like, stealing.
We are.
We're like, wow, we should maybe take some of these things that they're teaching their employees, and when we're at that point in the future mm-hmm. that we might need employees here, we
yep,
want to do that better.
Yep, and even with our team, I mean, this mm-hmm. is very much a family business, and so there's a lot of things that I know personally I'm being challenged, besides the goals,
right.
So maybe another goal I need to write down is to pay attention to the things that I'm being challenged with,
right.
And then how do we implement that here? So I don't know how this applies to you. I've had some clients lately in a coaching program who don't necessarily understand the value of writing down a goal or don't believe that it matters.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that this encourages them because it was just such a small thing.
Right.
A small thing, yep. And it made a huge difference.
Exactly. And it always challenges me to hear it because I do write them down sometimes, but I'm not a really great one for going back and ever reviewing them.
Yeah.
So I write them down and then I never look at them again, and you can't actually accomplish it if you don't ever review it. And if you don't ever write it down, you mm-hmm. won't ever, ever accomplish it.
Yes.
So I think that's awesome that you actually have a real life example.
I do. And, you know, this year I have my goals because I think we talked about this last year where I print out my goals and I put it in a frame and I keep it in my bedroom. But when I wrote my goals for this year, it was really kind of crazy because half the goals I wrote down I don't care about anymore because our our company has... So it's just transitioned so much that some of the stuff I wrote down was trying to hold on to last year's dreams,
right.
Where we've kind of outgrown those.
Exactly.
But the one thing I did write down, and this is coming out on Monday, October 12th, so the one thing I did write down was to have a fun weekend with my besties going to Taylor Swift, and that's what
that's
we're doing.
That's actually happening. Yay!
So we're recording this on Friday, October 9th, but this is going to come out on Monday, October 12th.
Right. So we'll be on the way.
We're
to
on the road.
By the time some of you are reading this, and
yes.
I am sure that there will be pictures and probably a video.
And Miss Maddie's in the room right now. How excited are you?
I'm so excited.
And this was a goal that we wrote down, and I'm really glad that one of us actually wrote it down because otherwise we might have come up with an excuse as not to go. So anyway, we hope that this encouraged you. Do you have any last thoughts on this little goal example?
Besides the fact that we should really just take this to heart, because sometimes mm-hmm. we hear things over and over again, especially
yes.
when it comes to goals, because it's something a lot of people talk about. It's something that we all know we should be doing. But sometimes we forget those tiny little steps to actually write it down because that's going to make or break whether you're going
it
to
is.
Accomplish it or not. So take this to heart, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've heard about goals 100 million different times, but if it's as simple as writing it down is going to make or break that goal, take the 5 minutes to write it down on a piece of paper somewhere where you will see it and actually work towards accomplishing it.
Absolutely. So we hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for hanging out with us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the Big Blue Couch. For all the latest updates, free resources, upcoming events, and coaching services, be sure to visit www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter for daily connection with the team. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Remember to tune in next week for more tips on living beautifully whole with the girls on the Big Blue Couch.